from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Eagles Radiothon, 6 minutes to get your bid in. Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, is here with us. Now, before we get to all the other things that are happening and the money we've raised, and we'll get a final... When do we get a final count? Probably later tonight?
Yeah, later tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all the bidding goes back and forth and, you know...
And so the bidding closes, and sometimes there's an opportunity to duplicate some items. So we have like that last push. But we know we're in a really good spot right now. But it's amazing. Like, I hit refresh and it goes up by the thousands every time I hit refresh right now.
Now, we know we need to keep it under 500,000. So Ike has to
Ike in the dunk tank.
The dunk tank. All I've noticed, if I ever need Ike to do something, I'm going to bring you in here and just have you ask, because you can ask the right way that works for him best.
That's true.
Now, now, one quick note is the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast is $900 behind the morning show. Unbelievable.
All right, but we caught up with them, though.
We need some, like I said, we have the best looking listeners of this show, the smartest listeners of this show, and the richest listeners of this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just have to go in and just blow them out of the water.
I heard about the interest. I heard you all did Dudat Dental last time, and they were saying they wanted it again. It was such a great experience. I haven't seen their bid come
through
yet.
It'll be a better experience than ever. Jack,
if we top it, Ike will go in the dunk tank.
Actually, I think Reed,
we'll bring
I think
a
Reed
dunk
was
tank to the... Yeah.
Okay. How about if I just pour water on myself?
Does
that work?
We'll bring a hose.
Jack does the broadcast in his birthday suit.
But, well,
yeah, there you go.
Sure. Again, by that point, who knows what this body's going to be looking like.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he did switch to salads rather than the Wawa hoagies.
He did.
Still very pro-Wawa, but, you know.
Yeah. Usually Jack's like, did you bring food? And this time I was like, Jack, we brought lunch. And he's like, I'm not eating that right now.
Well, if you know this, I'm rich now, Ryan.
Yeah. No, you get him started.
I saw him with some berries and oatmeal, or I don't know.
I know this sounds
crazy.
I'm a berriesman. It's not a joke. You get him started on seed oils and microplastics, and he's in that world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and the t-shirt, obviously. Now, one thing that I know a lot of people who are interested in this, and as you've mentioned before, Eagles Autism Foundation, all of the money goes toward the mission, but that a lot of people want to contribute and don't have, you know, oh, I don't have $8,000.
$18,000 to golf with Saquon?
Right.
Yeah,
18,000, or $15,000 to play horse with Nick Sirianni. But that's why the t-shirt is there that Jason Kelsey and Kylie Kelsey are designing. It's $30. It's a good way to contribute. And also, you know,
and that's really what it's about. So people can still feel a meaningful connection to this initiative, knowing that they're a part of that overall, you know, hopefully record that we're setting again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kylie and Jason definitely are going back and forth on the design. You know, do we use the word beer? Should we even have a shirt? Because Jason likes to take his shirt off. Like, you know, all of the above. So the negotiations are happening. We're getting close, and we'll unveil the shirt design. But we had a record last year that we set with AJ Brown's shirt. We sold 600 shirts during the 2 days. We've already passed that of a shirt just because Jason and Kylie are designing it. We're approaching 700 shirts sold. And the great news is the shirt sales will continue to September 30th.
Oh, so there's not a 5 o'clock deadline to buy a shirt.
No. I mean, we kind of felt bad putting a deadline on a shirt that we didn't unveil yet. So lucky
probably
you,
not great strategy
keep,
either.
You get to keep being a part of this. So when we make the announcement, and even when we get to the record, we'll continuously say end counting till we like take that last shirt order on September 30th.
And even if you don't want a shirt, if you just want to donate, you can text the word afternoon to 53209. That is text afternoon to 53209. And you can donate 100% of those donations invested into innovative autism research and care programs.
And just to give you some perspective, I walked in the door and we were at about 360,000. And we're
this
now,
morning.
No.
Oh, today.
Like today.
Okay,
and we're now at 390,000 since I sat in this seat. So this is how quickly the bids are coming in right now.
Are you sure Ike's not trying to bid it up to get it over 500,000?
I mean,
so he doesn't have to get
the dunk tank. I told Ike I'd take a charitable donation from him.
Yes,
so,
yeah,
he doesn't need to do that. He's rolling the dice here.
I'm waiting for that. You need that last $30 and I'm ordering my t-shirt.
There you go. Right. Exactly.
And then following this up, of course, is every year there's the Eagles Autism Challenge. When is there a date for that yet, or when can people start registering for that?
Yeah, so we're going to announce it officially with the home opener on September 16th, but we do have a date for May. It's going to be the 16th and 17th this year. So it's always that weekend. We want people to mark it in their calendars. Mm-hmm. So excited to be back for another year. And we had 6,000 people participate this year. And we're just continuing to grow that community. We had 30 plus thousand donors from 40 countries around the world. Okay, it's 4:59. So we are Super Bowl trips up to 27,000.
Mm.
Meet and greet with Nick Foles, $10,000.
Mm. Bargain. That guy's a legend.
That is a bargain.
With, Jalen, $8,575. Steal.
It's got to be at least up to 10, 15 grand. Come on now.
Saquon, $19,500 to golf.
Golf with Saquon.
Escape room, $5,600 with O-line. AJ Brown sneakers, $9,200 now.
So you design a pair of sneakers with AJ Brown.
I like that.
We're getting close. There's definitely some deals.
Jack, you should have Buzz design the shoes with him and put
his face on
time.
It? Yeah. Maybe you could ask about Kellen Moore.
So, 5 o'clock.
There we go.
So now the way it works is if there's bidding going back and forth, that keeps going until it's over or
no,
it just stops?
It
just stops.
People now know if they're a winner.
Wow.
And there's a select number of items that we'll be able to duplicate, so that'll help us get to the total. And I think we're doing pretty good looking at another record year here.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know it's not about us, but
it is about us. Talk to us.
We beat the morning show by $1,000. Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on, what was the final?
$8,200.
All right.
That's incredible.
There we go.
And we beat the midday show. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah,
I mean, that's a great example. Was there a bidding war to get you to the $8,200?
It went up like $1,700 in the last 5 minutes.
Look at that. Let's go.
There it is.
And I told you the adrenaline that people have doing these bids. Oh. Like they're doing them in the 250 increments and just watching themselves.
Online auctions are, it's like gambling for me.
Exactly.
I have to stay away from online auctions because yesterday we were talking about the Sirianni horse thing. And I was like, maybe I'll bid on this.
Yeah.
I had to put it away. And when I came in this morning and saw how much it was, I was like, all right, great. Right. Way out of my price range. I can't
do
that.
You should have crowdfunded that and had everyone Venmo you and then purchased it and then auctioned off being your guest to cheer you on.
Something tells me the company wouldn't have loved me giving out my Venmo and having people.
That's true.
Oh, can I say that? So the winner of the WIP Afternoon Show broadcast is Dr. Raymond Puzio. So we don't know if that is a house.
That's a doctor?
Or a doctor's office, whatever it is. So thank you, Dr. Puzio, at $8,200.
Thank you.
There we go.
And so.
Won it.
Yeah.
I bet.
All right. Well.
So we're going to count the numbers.
Okay.
Like I said, 700 shirts. Our total is well over 400,000 right now, and we'll, like I said, get those things duplicated that we can and
see what we're at.
Oh, Howie Roseman's calling me right now.
Uh-oh.
Take it.
Howie.
37.
Whoa! Oh! Get that, Jack!
All right. I got it.
You're the man. Wait,
that was awesome.
I just put you on speaker.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Howie, you're live. Everyone's freaking out, dude.
That audio.
That was awesome.
Howie's
too bad we can't play it on the air, but that was awesome.
We got to see who was the competition between, but yeah, for sure. Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
For the listeners that are on hold, they got a chance to hear it.
Yes, they
Everybody
did.
Else didn't get to hear it, don't they? Yes.
Howie, that's... I mean, this is who you are.
Yeah.
You just...
That is awesome.
Well, we can actually hear Howie.
I think Howie
yeah,
is
we can still
the record.
Yeah,
mean,
you might want to be
3,
careful.
You're 3,000, like, less than... maybe Jeffrey's car. I don't know. No, we did a car a couple years ago. But Howie, this is probably our record for an individual person doing an item. So congratulations, Howie.
I'm glad we're catching up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, big yeah. Pimpin'.
Well, it was bad as I potted the phone line down thinking that it was,
all
you
right,
know.
Let's right, go. Like everyone say, great job to Howie.
Great job, Howie.
Great job, Howie.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Thanks, Howie. Brother.
All right, thanks, Howie. Bye.
Wow, that was.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
Quite a moment.
That was live radio. That was awesome.
Jack, did you have our back there?
No, I let it go right out over the air. Yeah. No, we're all good.
Well, Howie seemed pretty fired up.
I just hope that our fans listening. I mean, when we talk about their authentic self and what this radiothon means and how important it is to this organization, if Howie calling me unprompted to just, you know,
everybody's
show
into it.
It's excitement.
Well, that's the funny thing about the whole competitive culture.
Yeah.
So we all know it's for a great cause. Like you see how we were with our other shows.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone who has an individual item like that, you know, some guys take it personal. They wanted to be high, the highest bidded item.
I could tell you know what's coming my way next from Howie.
What's that?
The fist pump emoji.
Oh,
text.
For sure. For sure.
That's what I'm gonna get next. I gotta look at this. This is wild.
Well, congratulations.
And, oh my gosh. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And we will.
Oh, and it's a new winner. This man has never won before.
We are on air.
Yeah, we're on the radio. Okay, I just want to be careful before
make sure everyone's on the same page here.
Yeah.
That's good. Only because the last 2 years we had the same guy win for Howie. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
I just want to make sure we don't have another.
We're good. No, this is amazing. This is great news.
And then we'll be able to. You'll end up announcing tomorrow morning. We'll get you guys a total.
Awesome. But thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell the morning show. Yeah, make sure you tell them we got the highest bid.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
Yes. Okay.
We'll actually put that in the press release.
All right. We love it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Go Birds.
Go Birds is right. And thank you to our listeners who support this great thing every year. Mm-hmm. And that's talking about $400,000 or $500,000. We say it really casually. That's not a casual number.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money. So and we know, you know, times are tough and all those things, and it goes to a great cause. So thanks so much.
Yeah. And we thank Ryan. We thank Ryan a lot for obvious reasons, but shout out to her staff that works with her during this. The 2 days that they are here.
Yep.
She probably has about 7 to 8, 9, you know, staff members with her.
Yes.
You know,
all working.
So shout out to everybody over the last 2 days. It's been awesome.
Jack, do we want to do the top 5 of 5? Let's do it. 06.
We are broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studios, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia.
There you go.
Never a doubt.
Having Howie let go of an F-bomb on the air out of excitement for all the money they raised is quite a moment.
Yep.
And we will have the audio of that somewhere, right?
We'll grab it.
All right, don't worry, Howie. We're not going to do anything wrong with it. I just want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, it was funny. It would be nice to be able to rub it into the camera's face, but again, we can't find him. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I didn't even realize he was not here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know.
Did you not realize we have the radiothon?
It's only a couple huge days.
Hold on.
Where's the personal pride?
Wasn't I told I had to work these days because of the radiothon?
No, here's what you are, actually, Ike. You didn't have to be told. What you did was you found out when the radiothon was.
Great point.
And you said, because you have a life event that's happening.
Yes, I'm taking my daughter to school, dropping her off.
Off at college. And
yep.
Ike was like, oh, wait, radiothon is Wednesday, Thursday? Okay, I'll just go Friday.
Yeah.
That, just to be clear, you did not, nobody told you
that's
you
true.
Had to
no,
do
you're
it.
You're right. You're
and
right.
I want to, I think it means more that you decided to be here.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Yep.
So yes. Here are the five things that Ike is better at than Joe the Camera.
So what happened today is the top five and five rejected radiothon items. WIP edition.
I like it.
And I do have honorable mentions because I believe I was cooking.
Okay. All right.
Number five is keep training camp stats with Elliott Shore Parks. Go down there.
Oh, that would be great, though.
You get your eyes on it.
That's only number five? That's a pretty good one right there,
man. That's a pretty good item.
That might be the best thing we do around here.
How much do we get the bidding up to? How much would someone pay? Like 3,000?
Yes.
I think someone would pay $3,000.
I think someone would pay
$3,000. You get to go to Eagles practice, and you get the charts stats with Elliott.
That has to be there next year. I'm actually saying that should happen. Sirianni loves it. He was talking about training camp stats.
And I do hope that Sirianni, if we could again ask him maybe next time, was there a celebration in plan?
Yes. For Jalen's record. Yeah.
305. The fourth rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to watch OG Wade watch Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. No one needs that, honestly.
You get to watch OG Wade watch Jalen Hurts.
Could you imagine just sitting there? He's welling up a little bit with one deep pass.
Yeah. Did OG make it to the open practice? The one at the link?
I think so, yeah. I
mean, okay.
Freaking everywhere. That
stupid
guy.
Podcast is all over the place.
Oh, come on, man.
It doesn't matter where you are. There's stupid OG Wade.
There's a little assistant.
Yeah, I know. We tried to get in the photo last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's at the draft.
I missed that. I didn't even see that part.
Oh, yeah. He's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, here's the first pick in the draft. Who is the guy late to the draft?
OG Wade.
He's like, he had his little assistant making his picks.
For the first four rounds.
It was out of control. We host the show, and we were there.
And then he picked Darren Waller, who retired.
Yes. An all-time moment.
And I say it likely in like the seventh round.
And by the way, he picks Darren Waller, who is retired, and we said, hey, he retired. And he's like, I don't care. I take him anyway.
Well, and then he's tweeting back at people today saying, what are you going to say when he unretires? That is still stupid. It's still stupid. The third rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to go to Brazil with Herb. You get to join Herb. He's your driver everywhere, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that experience is going to be like. That might not end.
No, that sounds like a crime.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you.
You might not make it back.
Yeah.
You might not even make it there, to be quite honest with you. Herb keeps saying he's going to Brazil. I feel like he's going to, like, Brazil, North Carolina or something.
No,
like he doesn't have actual
Brazil, North Carolina.
He told us last year he goes to Costa Rica like once every 3 years. Hmm. Like he's a South America's man.
I still need to see his $400 bathing suit.
You think he should wear it to Chickies one day?
I would love to see him in it at Chickies.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, he called me yesterday and said, get me right up there. I don't have much time. So he seems like he's got some urgency going
okay.
on. The second rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to do nude scene research with Yoshi.
Nude scene research.
Yep. So he can become fully prepared for, you know, the next horny Yoshi call.
By the way, I have urgent news from my phone about somebody who purchased a radiothon sit-in.
Ooh.
The person who purchased a radiothon sit-in here at for the WIP afternoon show is Andy Boyle.
Yes!
No!
Now, for those
don't punch me in the face.
For those who haven't been listening to the show the entire time or missed it, Andy Boyle punched me out a junior year of high school in front of the principal's office. Literally
that's
punched
gonna be
me
a great,
right out.
That's going to be a great sit-in.
I have not seen him since I graduated high school.
Are you going to like be a little skittish?
Dude, what if he just came in here and socked me?
Socked you?
Yeah. Put me down on the ground again. You'd have to let him do it. Just
out of respect. That wouldn't work out well for Andy. Just letting you know that. That would not work out well for Andy.
I don't think he would do that.
Okay.
It would be very funny, though.
Had to make me come out of retirement.
Yeah, poor Andy Boyle gets pummeled by Ike. I don't know what Andy looks like now. He could be giant.
And neither are you going to be wearing deodorant.
No, I don't anymore.
It's going to be a stinky studio.
Yeah.
The number one rejected radiothon item, though, and this is a big one. I think a lot of people would have signed up for it. Put your significant other on the polygraph.
Oh.
Put your significant other on the polygraph.
We are the polygraph show.
Now,
I don't know if people really want that to happen either.
Now, we talk about TikTok a lot. One of the TikTok things I love watching is when they have a couple there and they're like, hey, will you let your significant other go through your messages?
Right, right.
And they always, one of them's like, nah, it's the end of that relationship. You know? So,
totally.
Man.
I know. Be a big one.
Significant other polygraph.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's fine
with
me.
Well, then again, I don't know. It's the questions you may ask.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can turn it into a Rod situation. You go 0-for.
Yeah.
Just lying the whole time.
Yes,
that comes
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
You go 0-for on that polygraph. Half your stuff is gone.
Exactly,
buddy.
Yeah. That's exactly why I wouldn't be on that polygraph.
I did have some honorable mentions.
What'd you get?
You go on a tour of Delco with Devin Caney. You learn nothing about it. And you just stay in Radnor.
Yep.
You can do Spike's commute with Spike.
Oh, nobody wants that, trust
me.
You just ride an hour and a half with Spike.
Yep,
yep. Take a blue chew with John Johnson.
4 hours.
Why am I taking a blue chew with Rock?
It's even longer than my commute. Yes.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
And the last one, the perfect parlay with Ike Reese.
I knew it. I knew he was going to get something in there gambling. They get to pick a parlay for me.
You put it together. Yeah.
Wow. The Ike Reese part. First, you pay for the item, and then you pay.
Then you pay. You lose more money.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. You know, we were talking about the Hurts comment about Jason Kelce. And I'm not trying to ruin good vibes, but I feel like we have to talk about it further. Actually, if you missed it, Jack, could you play it again? They asked Jalen Hurts about picking up blitzes with Jason Kelce not being there, so on and so forth. I'm sorry, I didn't warn you that I'm going to do it. Here it is.
There's a different approach in some areas and some facets. I think Cam has really done a really good job just taking that role on and really taking on the responsibilities of what comes with leading that group. You know, I think in the end, I think when you look at this upcoming season and what you may have seen from years past, it's just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player, Jason Kelce, who took on a lot of responsibility. And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. My eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
The thing that I worry about the most here, and I'm glad that he's confident, actually. I'm glad that he wants the responsibility of doing those things. I'm glad he thinks he can be great at it, and I hope he is. The thing that I worry about, and sometimes it's like, sometimes when I hear him say things, is I think about pride. And there's no need to be proud about last year. Mm-hmm. Do not allow your pride to get in the way of your career and the team moving forward. And you could spend the rest of your career and the rest of your life trying to say that what happened last year is not your fault. And it might not be. It might be somebody else's fault. but it doesn't matter. And it doesn't affect this year, and it doesn't affect next year, and it doesn't affect the year after that. It is over. And trying to spend time talking about, like, trying to cast blame or not take responsibility for something, it's just wasted energy. Mm-hmm. And I worry sometimes that he may be invested in that waste of energy. Like, I can understand from a human perspective, if you're getting a lot of blame for something that you don't think is your fault. Mm-hmm. But truly, the best way to make people forget what happened and believe that it wasn't is to perform. The best thing he can do to say, hey, look, maybe it wasn't him, or hey, look, maybe it was the offensive coordinator or whatever it was, the best way is to destroy the league this year, mm-hmm. is to go out and score 38 points a game, you know, have a QB rating of 113, throw 5 interceptions, you know, throw for 4,000 yards, all those things. All of those things will do so much more than trying to talk people into believing what did or did not happen last year. And the last thing of that is that the most positive thing about this year happened when they talked about this year and moving forward and how, and all of the positive that has come this year has not been about what we tried to do, figure out what happened last year. The positive energy from fans and from players has been about, let's make it good this year. And I just let it go is my only, let it go. It was bad. And the best way to get people to believe in you is to be great. And that's it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think in his innocence there, he was trying to just say how he's going to be in a better place mentally and how he feels like he'll have a little control and say over the protections versus having to give way to Jason Kelce, which, by the way, I don't see that as a bad thing. Right? Like, I wouldn't have viewed that as a bad thing.
But even if it was, let's say Jason's a human too. He's not infallible. Yep. Let's say Jason's like, I got it. And Jalen's like, but I want to do it too. He's like, I got it. He's got the trust of the coaches. Maybe that was frustrating for Jalen. Could have been. But in the end, it just doesn't matter. And the best way to get people believe that that was the case is just to be excellent this year, not to try to explain what happened last year, because it's just never going to work. Nobody's going to care. No. You know, it's not going to work.
And unless you're saying it was about you, like unless that's the message that you're putting out there, most people are going to think you're just passing the buck somewhere else.
Yeah. For sure. So that's it. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP. What up, Big A?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Y'all have the funniest show on radio, man. Howie was real excited, wasn't he?
Yeah, dude. He was. Dude, when she picked up the phone on speakerphone, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, don't do it. Don't
do it. I wasn't going to stop her, to be clear, but yeah.
And Chuck from Mount Airy, man, he almost had me run off the road, man. I can't do this while I'm driving. Why he's going to talk about the ball once he get off the radio? I'm crying the whole time. Mm-hmm. I just get the hurts, man, real quick, because I listen to it again. Now, how about, see, I'm one of those guys that flip stuff around. Y'all know that by now. How about he saying, put all that on me this year? Put all that on me this year. If I can't see where the blitzes is coming from, that's on me.
Right.
Maybe he's selling, you know, in his kind of way, saying, this year, if it happens like that again, that was on me. And then we can go back and say that was on you that year before. So I'm kind of thinking of it like that. Maybe I'm thinking of it on the way of, like, you know, I always think differently.
Yeah.
Own this on himself.
Yeah, and he's saying that he wants it. Yeah, he's saying that he wants that. Yeah, he's embracing that for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, so if it fails, we know who to come at. It's you.
Yep.
It ain't Jason. It ain't nobody else. It's you.
Yep.
So we can point the finger right at him. So I think that was pretty good that he said that, let it get out. He probably ain't had to throw Jason under the bus. But Jason always been talking about he's been declining. You listen to him now. He's like, man, I was declining throughout my year. I started declining the last 2 years, and I had to get out of here. I heard him say that out of his own mouth to his brother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wasn't ready no more. You know what I mean? It's like, so who knows? Who knows? And I tell you, hey, Jack.
Yes.
The Phillies better sweep them.
Three or four. Yeah, relax. Take a deep breath.
After that crap they put out there yesterday, knowing they was going to lose.
They took two or three from the hottest team in the AL. Can we take a deep breath?
No, I took about 1,000 of them before I got on the line. I took enough of them. They better sweep them. I don't want 3 for 4. They got the horses going out there. All four great pitchers. They better start hitting that damn ball.
I'm with you, Big A.
They didn't do nothing. I mean, why does a team, Jack, go so hot and cold hitting the ball?
It's baseball.
Oh, God.
That's baseball. What are you going to do? Sometimes they're going to be hot. Sometimes they're going to be cold.
Okay, so the whole team go cold at once.
That's frustrating. I agree.
Yeah, I think the whole team can go like that. What's up with the score bombs, man?
Well, listen, he hit the grand slam. That saved the season. He's fine.
Wow.
And did he take the rest of the season off?
No, he got a couple hits in the Royal Series. He's still getting on base a lot.
And congratulations, fellas. Y'all winners again. You know what
just
I mean?
Another day.
Yeah, just another day.
Everybody bang up. Just, you know what I mean?
Just stacking
y'all
wins.
Got the best show on. You know what I mean? Mm. The richest show, even though I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm hard times right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a shirt.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
But you know, we're trying to stack wins, but not be like this year's Phillies. We're going to keep stacking the wins past May. So, all right,
hey,
Big A.
You ain't in tomorrow, Ike?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's taking his daughter to college.
How the hell did you know that?
You said it.
That's how.
Have a safe trip with your daughter, brother.
People listen to every word you say. I don't know what to tell you.
I forgot just that quick. I said, yeah. I'm like, how did you know that?
Yeah. How'd you know? He said it 10 minutes ago.
I know. So, well, what's my number? What's my social security number?
I'm getting older, man.
Coming up next, we did have our afternoon show fantasy league draft last night. Woo-hoo! We will give you the grades. Our draft commissioner, Buzz, will come in, give the grades for everyone. We'll give you, you know, whatever, the little stories about what happened. I got a lot of questions on Twitter as to why is there a Cowboys fan in there. I had to explain why, but I did several times. So that is next, and we'll get you ready for tonight's game. With leading off, it is Phillies Braves, which you can hear right here on WIP, the first of four games. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.